From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest says many refugees have already been allowed in.
The fiscal year that will end at the end of this month, the United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Many of the refugees are trying to get to Germany, Europe's wealthiest country, where authorities, over the objections of some neighboring countries, have welcomed their arrival. In Washington, Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. Mr. Obama called it, in his words, a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. But a disappointed Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democratic senators just voted to block the American people from even having what he called a real vote on one of the most consequential foreign policy issues of our time. Zimbabwe's finance minister has indicated that he's given up on convincing the International Monetary Fund and other creditors to cancel his country's $10 billion debt. President Robert Mugabe's government blames the current situation on Western sanctions imposed on him and the ruling party officials following reports of human rights abuses and election rigging in 2002. This is VOA News. Today is the 14th anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., and federal agents say they have arrested a Florida man for allegedly being part of a plot to blow up a bomb during today's September 11 memorial service in Kansas City, Missouri. The Justice Department says 20-year-old Joshua Goldberg handed out information to an undercover FBI agent on how to build a bomb. He now faces 20 years in prison if tried and convicted. Cities across the country, including Kansas City, today will remember the so-called 9/11 terrorist attacks that killed 3,000 people in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Protest held in London on Thursday. It was a second day against the visit of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Demonstrators saying that he should be arrested for war crimes against the Palestinian people. We get more now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Protests against Netanyahu's visit continued in London Thursday as demonstrators blocked trucks delivering supplies to an arms fair. On Downing Street, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered his support to Israel before talks with Netanyahu.
Britain remains staunch in our defence of Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself. We also remain thoroughly committed to the two-state solution and the peace process.
Netanyahu said he was ready to resume unconditional, direct negotiations with the Palestinians, but security topped the Israeli Prime Minister's agenda. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Voters in Singapore are choosing members to Parliament today in a general election that may alter the long-standing dominance of the country's People's Action Party. PAP is seen as nearly certain to retain a wide majority in Parliament, but faces a strong challenge from opposition parties which for the first time are contesting all 89 seats. Mohamed Rizwan is a Singapore voter.
As usual, we hope that our country will move forward and whoever the party that's gonna win will make the country move forward and will do a lot of help for us.
The government faces public frustration over a high immigration rate that's held down wages and pushed up housing prices even as the nation enjoyed spectacular economic growth. Second river and typhoon hit northern Japan has burst its banks, now stranding dozens more residents and putting more pressure on rescue officials dealing with the region's worst flooding in decades. So far, only one person is confirmed dead to have died in that flooding. 63-year-old woman was killed after being swept away by a landslide. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.